Drive on any back road on Oahu and you're likely to find one or more abandoned cars. Junk cars are easily ditched and are a lot tougher to get rid of legally than they used to be. The result is an island-wide problem that's getting out of control. CivilBeat intern Natanya Friedheim has a reality check. Hi, Natanya.
Hi.
So this story is, has got more than its share of visuals, because I'm sure in the course of reporting it, you saw quite a few abandoned cars, didn't you?
Yeah, we saw quite a few, and it's a pretty striking sight. You know, these cars are sort of decaying and rusting and have been sort of ripped apart and, taken for whatever their valuable parts are. So engines or tires have been removed.
And you can tell they've been there a long time because there's plants growing up through the body, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, it used to be that when your car was getting ready to breathe its last, you could drive mm-hmm. to a junkyard and say, hey, you know, what do you give me for this? Why has that changed?
Well, a couple of reasons. The main reason is that the price of scrap metal on the global market is going down significantly, and it has gone down since the Great Recession. I used to be able to sell an old car at Island Recycling, which is one of two companies on Oahu that shreds old cars mm-hmm. and then sells that shredded metal, sort of exports it to the mainland or Pacific Rim countries that have smelters. Since the recession, you know, the price of an old car has gone down from about $100 to just $20. And
not
when you
worth,
factor in the... Oh, right. Sorry.
Not worth the toll, right?
Exactly.
Well, so the whole economic factor is that there's no longer any real incentive to run a junkyard, or at least it's rapidly declining, I would think.
Mm-hmm. And it's getting more expensive. I mean, if you can make money off of an old engine that's still usable, that's worth it. But at the same time, you have towing expenses, you have overhead. And I've spoken with some employees at salvage yards in Kalihi and other parts of the island who say that rents in industrial areas are going up so high that they're not really able to, not able to stay in business. It's becoming more and more difficult.
Well, given that it's no longer profitable for any private entity to get rid of your car, whose job is it to take care of these abandoned cars?
Great question. It's the city's responsibility to address abandoned vehicles on the side of roads, and that's the Department of Customer Service. And the city does offer a program where they will sort of junk a car for free. The issue then is if folks don't have the title to their vehicle and have to register their car, if they have any back taxes or old tickets, it becomes expensive to pay for the registration for a car that you're just going to junk.
So there's the path of least resistance for a great many people would be take it out to a cane field, ditch it, take off the plates, and beat feet away from there, right?
Exactly. And there are also an increasing number of cars left by military personnel who might have to leave on short notice and can only take one car with them, according to the Joint Travel Regulation. Families are only allowed to ship one vehicle, so it becomes an issue with military personnel as well.
It would seem that we have a scenario where this problem is only likely to increase, would you say, Natanya?
Indeed. The elected officials that I spoke with were definitely searching for solutions still and having a difficult time finding them, because we do live on an island where space is limited.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on this story. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org, and today we featured intern Natanya Friedheim.